It's Saturday, the 7th of February, 10:30 a.m. A long lie in bed this morning. Much appreciated. Especially getting up to another gorgeous morning. Sun's already well up in the sky. I've missed that misty period where it begins to heat the cold ground. But it's still lovely as it streams through the trees. I'm looking at my young Acer tree, which is about probably about 10 foot high now, easily. And I can see the beginnings of new green shoots of leaves already. And it doesn't surprise me, because although we've had very cold weather, we've had cold weather, we haven't had severely cold weather. We haven't had that much snow. The snow doesn't really harm a garden. And I look around, I see shoots all over the place, and there's my biggest clump of snowdrops has arisen. But it's not in flower yet. I noticed a clump of leaves from over the winter. It was forming a dome. So I peeled that dome away yesterday and revealed 4-inch shoots of the snowdrop clump. You know, though, in that, what is it they call it? It's kind of blanching, forcing, where it's not the tree green. Well, that's what it looked like, because I've been undercover. And I was in up at a friend's house yesterday, and his snowdrops were already out, but he sits high on the hill in the town, facing west, so any sun hits his garden, so he's always way ahead of me. So already we're into the end of week one of the month of February. It'll probably go in, fly in, just as quick as January did, as December did, So I'm feeling good after having a good sleep. Definitely feeling good. I'm still a bit sore in certain areas from that task I did 2 or 3 days ago. It'll ease. I have to say that this morning I had pleasant thoughts about a family. That same family that I visited yesterday. Who are very close. This couple's in their early 80s now. But their sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters are very close. And I was thinking about them. And how nice that was, that they all still were close to each other, even though they don't live together, I mean, they're all over the place, but they're forever meeting up. And that was nice, but it immediately made me think of my family and got me a wee bit depressed. It did. Issues in my family, and I try not to let it get to me, but you can only kid yourself on for so long, you know. It's not bothering me, you know. Well, what's happened, it's happened. It's, you know, they'll find their way back, they'll you know, all the excuses you make so it doesn't get to you. But if you peel back the cover on that, it reveals the fact that the reason you're making all these excuses is because it is already getting to you. So much for that. Anyway, moving on, as they say. Moving on. But it's funny, I remember saying, stop using that word funny and strange, but it just seems to roll off the tongue, funny. It's like when you jar your funny bone, your elbow, there's nothing funny about it. It's blooming sore. Where was I? Now I don't remember. Oh dear Lord. Nope, it's gone. All I can remember is saying it's funny. You know, if I didn't laugh at this carry on that's going on in my head, if I didn't laugh at it, it would get me down, would get me down. In the kitchen yesterday, I remembered to do something, and I was to get a pen and a bit of paper, one of my wee cards, and write something down. And I headed straight out the kitchen door into my study, and before I got to my study door, my wife asked me to just check if the heating was on or off. And I do that from the hall, which is just a few feet from my study door. So I thought, okay. So I went round. Yeah, it's on, okay. Then I came back and couldn't remember what I was supposed to do. So I wandered in and out the kitchen, you know, that old trigger effect, you know, go back to where you were and it immediately comes to you. Well, when I went back in, I remembered, yeah, pen and paper. So I went into my study, got pen and paper. And then I couldn't remember what it was I had to scribble down. So, my wife said to me, why don't you just tell me everything that you want to take note of, you know. Tell me and I'll do it, I'll write it down and then it won't be forgotten. And my response to that was, well, if I told you everything that came to my mind that I had to write down, you'd have to be a personal assistant permanently attached to me with handcuffs. But she's not far wrong. Maybe I should try that. Maybe I should just try that. But what do I do when I'm not at home? Do I get on the phone and say, write down this or that? You see, most likely by the time the phone had rung and she had answered that, I've probably forgotten what it was I was going to ask her to write down. Oh, this is beautiful this morning, it really is. Another lovely calm morning too. Spring is in the air. Yeah, spring is in the air. By all these wee birdies and their antics, spring's definitely in the air for them. Got a stock of Niger seed in, a big stock. filled the feeders up. The guy that sells me this stuff, he has his own, him and his wife, they're retired, but they have their own big van, if it's really big van, and they come to the local market, not just ours, but they travel all over. That's where I get my Niger seed and some other bits and pieces from. And I was talking about the Niger seed with the goldfinches, etc. How quickly they devour the stuff. And he says he has, was it 4 or 5 large ones that can take several birds. And he says it's the same with him. That, the more you put up, the more they devour. He's okay because he buys the stuff in bulk and, you know, at the trade prices, I guess, you know. So he's okay, he can well afford to fill them up. But I think that would be superb. I'd love to see that. 4 or 5 Niger cedars in the garden with all kind of finches coming. Hello, little sparrow. That's the scout down for the house sparrows. I came down to check the feeder. I shall shuttle away and let them come round. They don't have far to go. They come from the front of the house round to the back of the house to the feeder. Strange thing is, they disappear during the day. So I guess they go away elsewhere to spend the day and feed on seed somewhere else and come back in the evening. But like geese. Right, I'm off to write some things down. I don't know what, but some will come to my head.